Welcome back to another episode of An Empowered You, the podcast. It is officially Women's Month. And let's be real, women should be celebrated every day of every year, but this month is extra special because we get to highlight some amazing women that have done some amazing things in the industry that they're in, even if it's just, like they like to say, as simple as being a stay-at-home mom, which there is nothing simple about that. Women deserve to be celebrated no matter where they are in life. So a lot of times we see these women dinners and we see these women events and we see all types of women being highlighted for their strengths and what they've done and the awards that they've won and the different shows that they've been on, and we will be highlighting those women, but we also want to celebrate the mothers, the stay-at-home moms, the divorced mom, the women that still haven't figured out where they're going in life, but yet they stand tall and celebrate themselves every single day. Today, though, I have Christy from Dance Moms on the show, and we're talking everything, adulting 101, how to empower women, and how she really bounced back from being looked at as the one that always told it how it is, raw and real style. And you know we love it raw and real, baby. So are you ready? Let's go. From struggle to purpose, fighting through the curses. You are now listening to Dodging the Surface, but nobody noticed. And Empowered You. My name is Rhonda Karan, and I am obsessed with everything marketing and bringing the magic sauce back to your life. I'm a mom of three, serial entrepreneur, and have turned a mess into a beautiful message. I am here to empower you through education, celebration, and falling in love with the person that matters the most, and that is you. No shy talk, straight raw, real, and uncomfortable topics that empower you in life and in business. A safe space for you to grow, heal, and be the best version of yourself. Get comfortable, pull up a seat, and get ready to be challenged and empowered life while you learn. Easy, struggle to purpose, gotta fight through all the curses, touching the surface, but nobody noticed. Here is to an empowered you. Here is to an empowered you. An empowered you. This is an Empowered You podcast. So we are back, and today I have Christy, and she is known for not only being on Dance Mom and telling it how it is, but she also focuses on helping young women navigate through one of the most uncertain life transitions from full-time students to full-time adults. It's her goal to make this world less stressful and as pain-free as possible so that young women can focus on building the lives that they want instead of always worrying about what could go wrong. So help me welcome the beautiful Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. This is very exciting.
Thank you for being here. I'm sure you have lots of fascinating things going on, and I'm always thrilled to connect with like-minded women that just have a passion to help other women.
I agree. And after your intro, I mean, you've really hyped me up. I have a lot of things to live up to.
I'm sure you're already doing it.
I hope.
So tell me, who's Christy? Like, what are some of the things, aside from helping other women, which is phenomenal, what are some of the things that you are truly passionate about and love to do?
Well, before COVID, I really did love travel, especially with my family. I'm a lady of a certain age who I've spent the last 20 years of my life raising my children. And I'm sort of refocusing on myself and what makes me happy instead of always focusing on everyone else around me. So I feel like that's a journey that a lot of women kind of go through, especially when their kids are growing up and leaving the house. And so that's been kind of a focus of mine for the last year or so. And I mean, I... I really am a workaholic. I hate to say that, but that's kind of my passion. That's what I like to do. It's sort of what gets me out of bed in the morning. So I wish I had something far more exciting that I have like this amazing, you know, repertoire of things I do, but it's really just settling in and doing my daily work, what I'm passionate about.
I love that. You know, I'm also a workaholic and I absolutely love what I do. So when you love what you do, it's definitely not work.
Exactly.
It kind of just brings a joy to your world. So that's why I'm always about like really making sure that women find their passion and really find the things that really activate their soul for, you know, everything that they've ever dreamed of.
I couldn't agree more. Yes. And like, what's the old saying? If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm settling in because I've worked a lot of different careers and jobs throughout my life. And now for the first time, I'm very just passionate about what I'm doing. So I do love that. And I think a lot of the young people that I work with, everybody's always so afraid of making a commitment because they think that once you commit to something, you can never change your mind or pivot. But I feel like life takes you down a lot of different roads and you don't know where you're going to end up.
I agree. I completely agree. And I feel like when you are truly aligned with who you are, doors open that you never even dreamed would open.
Exactly. Totally. Exactly. Yes. I agree with that a lot.
So we're completely on the same wavelength.
That's a good wavelength to be on.
So let's talk a little bit about Dance Moms before we jump into the Adulting 101. I've caught sure. a few of the shows because my daughter is a dancer. Okay. And I've watched a few and I've always said, man, she's really hard on these dancers. And
it's a lot.
And then my daughter would say, but mom, in order for us to really succeed in this industry, we need that hard coach. We need that hard teacher. And I don't really agree with that so much because I feel like love always wins, but I'm not a dancer and I'm not, you know, in that realm. What are your thoughts about that?
I definitely think there is a balance. You can be tough without being cruel. And I feel a lot of the young women I do work with or talk with that have gone through dance, it seems to be very common in the dance world for there to be a lot of tough teachers. I don't know what it is, but I always get that comment from people. So maybe it is something in a dancer's mindset that you have to be that way. So once you become a teacher, you kind of fall into that. But I don't know. I've seen different children be coached the same way by the, or I'm sorry, different ways by the same person. And it seems to me that the people who are encouraged sort of rise to the top. So I don't know. I don't know if that's the right way.
I agree. You know, I feel like encouragement and not singling people out or making, you know, their team members feel like they're less than or, you know, other people are better than them. That doesn't work because I feel like you're taking away the light from within with these kids. And when you make them feel like they're lacking in something that they're so passionate about, I kind of feel like you dim that light along the way.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And whether it's dance or anything else, I do think that you don't want to kill somebody's spirit.
I agree. My daughter was part of a dance company at one point, and they were doing these, you know, they do the like the weekend workshops where it's from like morning to night.
Oh, yes, and, I love it as well.
And it's like these 3 days of just dancing and learning and, you know, all these routines that they have to kind of learn and cram into one session. And I remember being like 4 months pregnant and walking into the room and she was literally talking to my daughter and a few other girls that had just came on to this new like level group. It was like the highest group that you can go to and dance.
Okay.
And she basically said that they weren't good enough to be highlighted the same ways that the other dancers were being highlighted. And I was pregnant and a little emotional.
How are you feeling about that, Mom?
So in front of the whole class, I ripped her a new asshole. I was like, how dare you?
So it's the dance mom stereotype held true with you.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. So, okay, enough about dance moms. I just wanted to kind of touch on that because I feel like that might be a question.
Of course, it's always a question. And it's where I came from, and everyone's always very curious about it. So I, even though I've moved on, I always feel like I need to give a nod to that because it did provide me with a lot of different opportunities. So I try to just be a little bit kind about my experience.
That's good of you, right?
I mean, maybe, but you never completely know.
I know. And some things are better left unsaid. True. So you've launched a series of courses, one of them being Adulting 101. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So what was interesting to me is throughout my dance mom's career and then in subsequent years, I have a large social media following. I'm very grateful. I'm very blessed for it. And I have younger girls that are following me. Even though I'm 43, my biggest follower group is 18 to 25. And these young women were almost looking at me for more maternal type of advice, you know, because I do have a 19-year-old who's gone on to live independently out in California. And these young people were asking questions and just really inquiring, like, how can you help me? Or I want to be like this, or I want to be a mom like you, just different things like that. And I kept thinking to myself, like, how do I reach these people? How do I give them what they want? And I originally just started with an Instagram account called Adulting 101. And on that Instagram account, I just shared information that was like little tidbits of info to help people just navigate things that maybe you were never taught in school. You know, how to write a check, you know, what's a withdrawal form, you know, how to check your oil, just different small things like that. And it really gained a lot of momentum. And then from there, I developed a membership program for people who wanted more. And I have about 50% college age students, and then about 50% like that young adult just transitioning from college into quote unquote the real world. And in that program, we do, it's an ongoing monthly membership, so people can join, they can leave, but I only open it up for enrollment twice a year. And inside of that program, we teach master classes. I have a mentorship program. They have a community that supports each other. Just a lot of little different tools and tips inside of that. And it's gone very well. And then what's interesting is that throughout these quarantine COVID times, I started to get a lot of requests to do like self-confidence and empowerment presentations with sororities throughout the country. And I started speaking to these groups. And now I've been talking to the groups for about a little over 2.5 months. And I've already spoken to over 12,000 women across the country.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. And they're always so eager and excited. And honestly, I spend the majority of the time talking about just empowerment ideas. And of course, I answer dance mom questions, but that's not the focus. Right. And I cannot tell you how many of these young women reach out to me with similar stories or just difficult backgrounds. And they feel very comfortable sharing those things with me. So it's really, it's very humbling. And I kind of feel like all of those years on Dance Moms, I clearly was like a raging lunatic who fought all the time. We all were.
We all have those days.
It's a TV show. But what's funny is that I really feel like this kind of might be where I'm supposed to end up in life. And it really gives me a sense of purpose.
I love that because my testimony is a little similar. I was always the one fighting and being the loudest in the room and drama this and drama that. And I have three daughters. I have a 21-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 3-year-old. So,
oh gosh.
Yes. Okay.
Wow.
Only moms know what that means, right?
Wow. Well, that 3-year-old, like, you really started over. My children are 18 and 11. So when my daughter was 8 and my younger daughter was born, I thought that was hard to go back to diapers. I can't imagine 12 years after going back to diapers. So you have like my total admiration.
Girl, and I'm 42. Okay. So I had my last at 39. I didn't think I was having any more babies. I was in a 17-year, very toxic relationship. And I never valued or loved myself. I never thought I was enough. I always thought I needed to be loud or show up in a loud way because I needed to be seen or I needed to be heard, you know? Yeah.
And if you're in a toxic relationship, you can be standing in the middle of the room screaming. And if they're not listening, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And then you attract that all around you. So even if it's not directly with your partner, your friendships, your colleagues, you know, I own a marketing agency. So I've lost a lot of clients because I just didn't have my head right. And I didn't value and love myself. And I think that is, I always say this, it's the magic sauce to it all. Like, if you truly don't love and value who you are as a human being and really honor yourself, it may seem like they're working out in the moment.
But they're not. You're just putting a Band-Aid on it and coming to the table to make it easier on other people.
Exactly. So I love that you took this opportunity that, you know, you're now being followed by women, young women within a certain age group, and now are able to like really coach them and help them. I was just sharing with a faculty member at my daughter's school, like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Do you guys have like networking events with these kids virtually where you're just checking in with them and making sure that they're okay? So I love that you say you've spoken to 12,000 women during this pandemic because it's so needed.
It is. I wish I had started sooner, but it was something that just kind of like fell into my lap. And then I was like, I can do this. And I have a special place in my heart for young women that age and sorority girls sorority women, I know they're not girls, but because I got a lot out of my sorority experience and I truly think they are leaders in their communities, whether it be on campus or in like their Greek lives, and they're just eager and they're excited. And I just feel I don't know why it resonates with me. Maybe I just want to be 19 for the rest of my life. Probably. I mean, look. But it's been really great. And again, I almost feel like it's my, I don't want to say penance because I don't think that, but it's almost like my way to give back to the world because I was so like combative on TV for so long.
Oh my goodness. But it's, I feel like you have to go through things to be a coach for other women.
100%. 100%.
You know, like, how can we coach people if we haven't gone through it and fell down 100 times?
Yep, that's true. And you know, it's interesting because like you were saying, my heart goes out to you, how you said that you were in a toxic relationship and you had this young child. And I get that. I think oftentimes we put ourselves so far down the totem pole and then one day you wake up and you're like, this is not the life I envisioned for myself, and I need to be important too.
Absolutely. And until you get that, until you understand that as a woman or a man, mm-hmm. it's literally where life begins. I've lost over 100 pounds to date.
Wow, good for you.
Thank you. I'm getting ready to embark on a plastic surgeon experience because. Okay. when you lose that large amount of weight, there's just no way for your loose skin to kind of tighten.
No, I agree. I mean, sometimes it's not even weight loss. Even after having children, you can't recover because it's just skin. So Good for you. That's exciting.
Thank you. I'm so excited. It's literally happening in 15 days.
Oh, wow. That'll be exciting. You will. I've had some similar situations with myself, just nothing major, but just things I was very uncomfortable with. And it's amazing just to feel good about yourself, you know?
And that's what it is, like doing what works best for you. So if that means a little plastic surgery, if that means some Botox, does it make me happy? And if the answer is yes, run toward it, you know?
Exactly.
Society teaches us to be closed off and not talk about things like plastic surgery or some of the things that helped us get to where we are today. And I'm here to tell you, talk about it all, the good, the bad, the ugly. Like, women want to hear that. So what would you say was a situation with a lot of the women that you work with that like really resonated with you?
I feel like the uncertainty of graduating and then moving into the, I don't want to say the real world, because a lot of people will say like, I'm going to grad school or I'm going to move somewhere. I just think that uncertainty and that doubt in themselves is probably what spoke to me most, because they put this tremendous amount of weight on their shoulders to make the quote unquote right choices. And it's incapacitating, and it's, I don't know. It like puts so much undue stress on them. And I just look at them and I'm like, you can't make the wrong choice, because even if it's the wrong choice, you're still going to learn something from that, or it might take you down a different path. So take that pressure off of yourself and lean into what you know you're capable of doing. And I think once they understand that, that's when you can see real change start to happen, and they feel empowered to, they feel empowered in themselves, that they can like trust themselves instead of always, you know, second guessing, is this right? Is this right? Because who's to say it's right or wrong?
It's right when it's right for you. You know, it might be wrong for someone else, but if it's right for you, it's right.
Yeah. And even if it ends up not being quote unquote right, you can change your mind. It doesn't mean because you take the first job that the rest of your life is going to be, you know, spent chained to that. You can change. And it's just such an incapacitating thing. And the other thing that I really, it's shocking to me when I talk to these women, is how many of them will say, I'm really nervous to break up with my boyfriend because I don't want to be alone at this age. And I'll say like, how old are you? And they're like 20. And I'm like, 20? And I said, oh my God, like you do not have to be committed to someone at 20. You have your whole life. It's just really funny to hear like these different things. So I just try to give them just a little bit of like mom insight.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like my 21-year-old. She's so organized and detailed, and she gets really hard on herself if everything is like not perfect. Mm-hmm. And 21, man, I was a mess at 21.
Oh, so,
you know, like I don't even remember my 21, 22, 23. And I look at her and I'm so amazed by what she's been able to accomplish, even coming from a single mother's household and, you know, lots of struggling, but she's just so bright. But I do see how they want to put like the weight of the world on their shoulders and feel like they need to perform at a certain level, or they need to make a certain amount of money, or they need to be like fully, like have their entire life planned out. And I'm like, girl, I'm 42. At 39, I was just starting to like plan out my life.
Yeah. There's an immense amount of stress and pressure, and it's really, I don't want to say it's sad to see, but it's, I don't know if it's because everybody's committed on a bigger level now earlier, like to a sport or to this or to that. But it's wild to watch and see that pressure, because I said, you know, it seems like in today's day and age, you should give yourself some grace and take more time to figure it out. Stop like pressuring yourself, because that's when you're going to make a poor choice.
Yeah. And I get that also, like teenagers just want to be teenagers, right? It's like they want to be on TikTok and, you know, they like this boy and what date are they going on? But I also encourage my 15-year-old to do a little focusing on where she wants to go with her career as a singer, as a dancer. She gets, you know, lots of different opportunities. We just shot something for Viacom yesterday at the house, and I kind of encourage her, like, try and focus on the things too, not so much, but definitely focus on the things that can set you up later on too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. And
so you have two daughters.
Correct. I do.
And you said one was 19 and another was 11.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your 11-year-old. Your 11-year-old.
Oh. 11 is a very, she's in sixth grade. So that's a very, interesting, we'll say, interesting age. There's a lot of unspoken rules that go on in sixth grade that I'm not aware of that I violate a lot. Like, you can't make eye contact when they get in your car on, you know, school property. Somebody might know that you're related. You can't offer them a cookie because only weird girls eat cookies when they're just a lot. There's a lot. And, you know, like, oh, she's just going through like these moody phases. And I spoke to somebody last week on my podcast, and she said, she has a daughter the same age. And she said, I actually just read something, and she said, they are not capable of controlling their faces. And I was laughing, and she's like, no, seriously, like they're physically not capable of controlling their faces. And I was like, well, at least that makes me feel a little bit better that she rolls her eyes so much. But she really is a great kid. She's just going through some dramatic sixth grade things, and she's very smart. She has a real chance at like being an Ivy League student. Like, she's that smart. And I don't know, she's just being a little difficult right now, but she's funny, you know, she's very funny.
You know, it's the way you handle it is completely different from how I handle it. I'm like, take this damn cookie. You're going to eat the cookie.
I do. But I mean, I definitely do. But she's also, the other thing that's very offensive to her is the fact that I have a large social media following and I'm on things like TikTok. So she'll get in my car and she'll throw herself. And I'm like, what's happening? And she said, you came up on somebody's For You page last night on TikTok. I'm like, I'm sorry. And she goes, why can't you just be normal? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm not normal.
She'll love it eventually, though. I think she'll come into terms. Hopefully, yeah. It's kind of like a I don't know. It's how to like really say it, because my 15-year-old feels the same way sometimes. Everywhere we go, someone knows me. I don't have a large social media follow on my personal page, but through my business pages, we do. And sure. I don't look 42. So when we go into like Whole Foods or, you know, different outings, and guys that are, you know, young enough to be my kids are still trying to talk to me, she doesn't like that.
Oh, that's funny. Good for you. I like that for you. I think that's great.
I think that's amazing.
Of course.
It lets you know you still got that juice, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I think I do think after a certain age, you forget that. And then you're like, oh, hold on a minute. I'm not that bad.
No, you know, age is nothing but a number. I'm single. And, you know, I'm excited to get back out there and date when we can figure out what's going on with this pandemic.
Well, I was just going to say, I would not even know, because I'm a little bit older than you, I wouldn't even know the beginnings of how to date, you know? So good for you.
It's weird. Are you single?
No, I'm married. Okay. But I'm just saying, like, I have a few friends that are going through divorces, and they're like dating again. And I was like, where do you date? And I was like, are you on apps? And they're like, hell no, I'm not on an app. I'm like, what, do you go sit at a bar? Like, I don't understand how it works now.
Well, it's kind of like you go to the events or you go to the gym or, you know, you just like, I'm a type of person, I like to lock eyes with people because I feel like your eyes tell a lot about who you are.
Sure.
So I just, you know, maybe sitting on a plane. I'm actually really nervous because I don't even know what to talk about on a date, right? What do you even talk about?
Because you don't want to talk about your kids.
No, and you don't want to talk about your past or what you've been through. So I will let you know how it goes when I finally have.
Oh, I'm dying to know.
My first date. So tell me, if there was something that you really want women to understand and know, what would that be?
That I think today at this point in history, there's never been more of an opportunity for women to literally live whatever life it is that you dream for yourself. You can run a 7-figure business out of your bedroom, you know? So don't limit yourself to whatever ideals you think society wants to put on you. Think bigger, think broader, like how can you diversify? You know, just think outside of the box because you will like astound yourself what you can come up with and what you're capable of.
I couldn't have said that any better. It's like really just taking the time to just understand who you are and making sure that you heal and go through whatever it is that you've been putting a Band-Aid on for so long. So if there's a young girl listening to this right now, what would be your advice for a girl that is a creative, whether she's dancing, singing, you know, wants to be an actor? What are some of the things that you would tell her?
Those types of industries, unfortunately, depend so much on somebody else's opinion of you, you know, because somebody else is in the driver's seat where they're casting you or they're choosing someone based on the way someone looks. And I would say that you can't take it personally, which kind of sucks because it is you. And so if that's the case and you can't take it personally, then don't. What I was going to say is make sure that you're doing it because you love it, because that nobody controls but you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so what's next for you? So you have these courses and
I started a podcast that released last week. I'm really excited about it. It's called Christy's Couch, and I talk to different experts and we just have some fun, like different ways to improve your life. And as far as what's next for me, I'm excited for when there's herd immunity and we're back in the real world. I have some plans of some exciting projects that I would love to work on, but I think it's just expanding that ability to work with young women in different capacities. So we'll see.
I love that. So we do an annual empowerment conference here in Miami.
Love that.
Our last one was in January, and we drew in a little over 300 women, a few men, and we had different panels and vendors and performances. And what I love is the feedback, right? Every single woman that we asked, they left with some type of like life transformation. So our next one is probably going to be Q4 of 2021 because I want to give this pandemic some time to really just figure itself out.
Figure itself out. Yes, 100%. Couldn't agree more.
So we'll definitely reach out and see how we can get you to be part of that because, Miami is always a great idea.
Oh, I love that so much. Thank you. That sounds amazing. And I definitely would love to be part of that.
You're so welcome. So tell everyone where they can find you, what social media platforms you're on, and what is one thing you want them to really walk away from when they hear this podcast?
Okay, so I am literally at Christy Lukasiak across all social media platforms, and that's C-H-R-I-S-T-I. LukasIak. But you can also follow Adulting 101 on Instagram. And I would say the biggest thing I want you to walk away with from this podcast is just understanding that you have unlimited potential and you have so much self-confidence inside of yourself. You need to get out of your own way and allow your magic into the world.
And what would you say to the women that keep telling themselves the story, right? We all have a story that we keep revisiting or some trauma in our lives that we really haven't dealt with. What would you say to those women?
I would say, don't let that define you. Like, don't let past trauma define like your future. Like, you come to terms with it, you deal with it, and then you put it in your past, because if you keep holding on to it, it's going to become, it will be like a self-fulfilling prophecy, and you're better than that.
Amen. Well, there you have it, folks. As we always say, it starts and ends with you. And literally, every single woman and gentleman that has been on my podcast to date all agrees that you are the magic sauce, you are what's missing, and no one is coming to save you. So if you are ready for something new, and you're ready to be empowered, and you're ready to see a true transformation in your life, get up and do something about it. Don't you agree, Chrissy?
Yep, totally. It's like in The Wizard of Oz, when Glinda said, you had it in you all along, but you had to figure it out for yourself. That's how I feel.
And if you feel like you can't figure it out for yourself and you need a little push along the way, definitely check out Adulting 101. We're also getting ready to launch a self-love course that we are going to launch around Valentine's Day.
Oh, perfect.
Yes. So Power of Technology was supposed to release Black Friday, and we're still figuring out the website. So I figured the best way to do it is launch it around Valentine's Day. And we actually just picked the three single mothers. We sponsored three single mothers this holiday season with Christmas. So make sure to check that out on Empowered You. Make sure to follow Chrissy on all her platforms and tune into her podcast, because the more knowledge you observe and the more you're listening to women that have kind of figured it out, because I feel like we're always still figuring it out, the more knowledgeable you become and the more aligned you become with yourself.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. Well, thank you so much for having me. This was really fun. And I hope that, I hope that even if one person took something away from this, then I think it was totally worth chatting with you and hopefully, you know, spending some time listening.
Yes. And cheers to Miami in 2021.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds fun. As long as we can go out afterwards, I'm in.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Chrissy. Happy holidays. And until we chat again.
Yes, you as well. All right. Take care.